I'm assuming that it's recording through the microphone and not through the fucking laptop mic.
Anyway, there's a map pinned out all the mass shootings in the U.S.
Yeah.
Throughout this year. There's Chicago.
Yeah, that sounds about just right.
It's what's really funny is how bad people just don't want it. They don't want to. We can't talk about that because that doesn't fit the narrative that we're trying to push.
Well, they're not talking about that kind of mass shootings. They're only talking about the kind of mass shootings that involves white people.
Oh.
On both sides.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it's like
the black on black mass
shootings. The bulk
of
mass shootings happens in large urban areas.
The media doesn't care about black on black crime. It never has. That's not a new thing.
Oh, there is a mass shooting here in Omaha, apparently.
The fuck are you doing, refrigerator?
Making noise. Oh my god, who cares? Nobody cares.
I care.
You don't shouldn't care, kid.
But I do, anyway.
Anyway.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Hi.
We went and saw some Weird Al Yankovic this week.
Yeah, we did.
Colin generously, with his own money, bought me tickets to Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep. I mean, it was basically my money.
Yeah. He had a miserable time. He hated it the whole
fucking
time.
Fucking awful. The
He's
worst.
Like, ugh, what kind of awful person would bring me to, would go see Weird Al?
Although, did you notice that there's a really, an exceptionally loud yeller behind us?
Yes.
Like, directly between
Always.
Our ears?
Every time I go anywhere with you.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I hate going in public with you, because people who shout follow you around.
Yeah. That's true.
What'd you think of the show?
It's great.
It's your first time, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd go again. Also, I should have expected it, but it was, you know, that was the right kind of crowd to go to a concert for.
Yeah.
Like, also, I like that venue.
Yeah.
I really like the Pinewood Bowl. It sounds great there. Yep. And it's open. Like, I don't feel fucking closed in like I do in a lot of concert halls where there's
that.
A ton of people.
Yeah.
So it makes a difference.
I think the weather could seriously affect that, though. Like, if it had been, like, muggy as shit out, it would have sucked.
Sure.
But, yeah, the weather was perfect, so.
Yeah, it was.
It was in, like, an open, what do you call that? An open arena? I don't know what you call that.
It's an amphitheater.
There you go. Down in Lincoln.
Yep.
Good times.
Which, I mean, apparently we didn't even have to fucking pay for the concert. We could have just gone and stood behind the stage where people were walking all night.
Yeah, but then you couldn't see them.
Yeah, it's fine. You could still hear them.
Also, I don't know how you would have gotten down there, because the place you get into park to go down there was that place that was closed off
really
on
far.
The other side. Oh, yeah, that's fair. You could have just walked in on the trails.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
I think that's all people were doing.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, great concert. We totally paid for parking. And by paid for parking, I meant...
So here's a pro tip.
Yeah. And take your money with you just in case.
Yeah.
But when you go up, just be like, oh, I didn't know there was a charge for parking.
Yeah.
Because it's a venue where you don't have a choice.
Yeah, there's no way back out.
Well, not just that. There's nowhere else to fucking park.
Right.
Unless you're parking 3 miles away and fucking hauling it.
Right.
So... Your option is to go into the park and pay $5 to park.
Yeah.
And I drove in there. I'm like, well, I don't have any cash on me. And one of the ladies is like, God, just go ahead.
Yep.
Sweet.
So
glad you didn't press that, because I don't know what the fuck we would have done. Were you going to turn me around?
They couldn't.
I know.
So the way in is two lanes, and they have both lanes going in and neither one going out. And there's nowhere to U-turn, nowhere to turn around, mm-hmm. no way to pull you out of line and fucking... So you were going in no matter what.
Right. Yeah.
I assume they planned for that.
Probably.
I assume that's like, yeah, what if they don't have money? Fuck it. They don't tell you that there's a charge until you're already halfway
right.
in the line. Like, it's not at the fucking front gate, so you can just not turn in there.
I've been there once, and I'm pretty sure there was a charge, but I didn't. It's been a fucking over a year, so
right.
I don't fucking remember that shit. I'm only really thinking about it.
So anyway, next time, just if you ever go into the Pinewood Bowl to see a concert, just be like, oh, I didn't bring cash.
And then if they're like, well, you need to pay, then, you know, pretend you're digging around. Like, oh, look what I found right here in my ashtray.
I would say take it a step further and be like, well, then what do we do here? I mean, what are they going to do?
Yeah, that's true.
There's no, you can't leave.
It's such a fucking, it's so.
Even if you go all the way up to the front and turn around, both those lanes are full of people coming in. Mm-hmm. There's no way out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
A little disappointed he didn't do a couple of songs I like, but.
Yeah, I would like to have heard him do, I like it when he does Fat and he wears the fat suit.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I would have liked, you know, Hardware Store.
Yeah.
All About the Pentiums. More of his rap-focused stuff, because, I mean, he did Amish Paradise and White and Nerdy, which were great. But
I think the last time I went, the show was longer.
Yeah.
I think he does a shorter show now.
Well, you'd also, because, you know, there's also the whole...
There's thunderstorms coming in. Also, is outdoors. Also, he's fucking old. And he's nonstop energy on stage. Yeah. So I got to imagine at a certain point, he's like, all right, I can output this much energy for an hour. I cannot put this much energy out for 2 hours anymore. I mean, the dude's got to be 60.
Yeah. I don't know about, I'm going to look that up.
And he, once he hits the stage, he never stops fucking moving, man.
Right.
Wiggling his arms and legs around, doing high kicks and kicking his fucking legs up over his head and acting a fool and walking through the audience. And
he is definitely the fucking performer. He's 59.
Yeah. I mean, I get gassed, like, walking out to my car.
Well, he's also not fat, so...
Hey, fucker, I'm getting there. I'm getting
You'll never get to Weird Al's...
I'm less fat.
You'll never get to Weird Al's fucking physique, buddy.
Well, no.
Exactly. Exactly.
Also, I'll never be able to put my leg behind my head.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
God. I could. Fuck, dude. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still out there doing it, though.
He must do yoga. Yo, 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 yoga.
I actually heard a song I had never heard before. That fucking World's Largest Ball of Twine song.
I can't believe you've never heard that. It's a great song.
Yeah.
I like how he had like some of the videos going in the background. And then he did... Between every song, when he did a costume change, he'd have a clip of his playing in the background. It was pretty funny shit.
Yep.
I love the fucking interviews, man. That interview thing he did was fucking hysterical.
Yeah. My favorite is the one with fucking... My favorite one he's ever done is the one with fucking Eminem.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Like, I know what you're saying. Know what I'm saying? Yes.
Yeah. The one Madonna's like looking up, he's like... What is she looking at? Fuck. So there was this girl sitting in front of us who came by herself.
Yeah.
And she kept talking to me and Trevor the whole time. And at one point she turned around, she's like, "Have you seen any black people?" And I'm like, "I've seen three." And she's like, "Wait, you've been counting?" I'm like, "Yes." Because I'm curious too. Yeah. Like, I do know a couple of black people who really like Weird Al because of how fucking clever he is. Like, sure. His lyrics are fantastic.
Right.
And like yesterday I was sitting there talking to somebody about it, and like my sister's fiance. He's like, "How hard could it be? You just take somebody else's song and put lyrics over it." I'm like, yeah, actually sit and listen to his lyrics. I don't think you've done that.
Here's how hard it can be. Name another one.
Right.
name a second person.
There's other parody artists.
Yeah.
They're not good.
That's what I said. Name another one. I'm sure there's a million of them out there. I don't know a single one.
Right.
Because
he's a literal fucking genius.
Oh, wait. I do know one other one.
Who?
The Westboro Baptist Church does a version of Hey Jude, but they just say Hey Jew.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's not really...
That's it. That's Weird Al's competition, so...
yeah.
It's fucking hard. It's hard to be funny, and it's hard to be funny in a restriction like that.
It's not just that. It's hard to be funny, but it's also hard to be...
it's hard to write good music.
No, but, like, he's good.
Yeah.
Like he's got a unique voice, but it's a good voice.
Oh yeah.
And then the dude can actually fucking rap.
Yeah.
That's the part that fucking blows me away.
Well, he can do any kind of music.
Yes.
I can't think of the word I was trying to think
he's
of there.
Jack of all trades, master of none. But he's kind of a master of all.
Yeah. Like he can mimic any fucking style of music almost perfectly. It's crazy.
That's another thing. So like they played one of them. It was the historic rap battles.
Yeah.
Which that's the only one I've ever liked.
Sure.
Because almost everybody they have on there is awful.
Yeah.
Except for Weird Al.
Right.
Like I think they've had a couple of like kind of like actually like, okay rappers on there, but for the most part it's like really shitty white people rap.
Yeah.
Like that, like hipster white people, like, oh, that's really good. That guy's good. He's like the white Eminem.
Why is Eminem the only good white rapper besides Weird Al?
He's not. There's other good white rappers that's not popular.
Okay.
They're legitimately.
I believe
But they're all just kind of underground dudes. I think a big part of it is like their music is way too fucking cerebral for mass audiences. Whereas Eminem's music was very fucking goofy and silly.
Yes.
If you listen to it, you could break it down and be like, oh, it's a lot deeper than you thought it was.
Sure.
But, you know, the mass market's like fucking Slim Shady and Juggalo music.
Well, that's fair.
Yep. It's
weird to me that Eminem and the Insane Clown Posse hate each other since they're doing the same thing.
Right. I mean, they don't anymore.
No.
They're cool now.
He started taking himself too seriously.
Yeah.
His first album, though, is still pretty fucking good. Eminem's.
His first three albums were good.
Eh.
The second one. I don't know. The third one was okay. The second one was, I thought, better than his first one.
I couldn't get into it as much.
Oh, man.
I think at that point he started taking himself too seriously.
No, 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 no.
Started getting his fucking big swelled head.
No, like it's the I think it was the Eminem show or curtain call or something. It's the one that's got the red curtain on the cover. That's when he started taking himself.
That's
way too
the second sick. Album.
No, it's not. It's like his third or fourth.
I'm pretty sure that's
his second one is the Marshall Mathers LP.
Well, whichever one is his first one is the one that made
that's
him
Slim
big.
Shady, and then the Marshall Mathers LP, which has You don't want to fuck with Shady.
Yeah, I know.
Because Shady
was bad.
Fucking kill you.
Bad.
And then Ronnie used to change that. You don't want to fuck with Ronnie.
See how bad it is to Ronnie. Do music parodies?
I know. I'm awful. I'm not a musician.
Ronnie just changed the name to his name and he called it good.
That's what most music parodies are.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
You do anything else this week?
I did. I went and saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood on Friday.
Yeah. Is that any good?
Yes.
You went to a movie theater?
I did. I do that every once in a while.
You went to a concert and a movie theater this week? Holy fuck. And you left your house again this weekend? Uh-huh. I figured you'd be in bed like recovering from all of that going out in public for like at least 2 days.
Well, that's just the thing. The Weird Al concert was not fucking, it wasn't bad.
That's fair.
Like it was... Like, there was nobody in that crowd that I felt was fucking rude.
Yeah.
There was nobody... I at no point was anybody, like, shoving into me and fucking, you know, wanting to get their neck fat beat off.
Yeah. All right. That's fair enough.
Yeah. It's... And then the movie was... There was people there, but again, it was that fucking... We went to the Majestic.
Okay.
It used to be $20,000.
Yep.
And I don't mind the theaters that have the big recliners because then there's like 20 people in
there.
That's
pretty much all of them now.
But it's not. The Alamo's not like that.
Well, yeah, no, but the Alamo Draft House sucks.
It's fucking awful.
I don't know why.
That's where. So I went with Doria and her mom and sister, and that's where they wanted to go. I'm like, I'm out.
No, that place is terrible.
And Doria's like, I don't remember how bad it was. I'm like, the fucking seats are terrible.
Yep.
And everybody's getting food the entire fucking time. It's stupid. I don't fucking want to go to a movie and watch waitresses walk up and down the fucking rows.
The best part is, like, they have that whole no talk. We'll kick you out if you're talking and disrupting the movie, but then there's fucking waitresses running up and down the aisle.
And disrupting
and bringing fucking like disgusting smelling plates of bar food out to all the fucking tables. So, like, oh, great. Now I get to smell hot wings and chili cheese fries while I'm trying to enjoy the movie.
Right. Yeah. It's no fun. No thanks.
I fucking hate
limit
that,
that
place,
to popcorn.
Man. Yeah. Well, I'm fine with food, but just be done with it like Like, you can get food up at 20 grand and shit, but it's got to be done before the movie.
Yeah.
Like, they do it all, like, and then they bring you your bill before the preview start.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's only in certain theaters, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, fucking movie was great.
Was it?
Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt are fucking amazing in it.
Yeah.
And it's Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Sure.
I was talking to Eileen about that, and Eileen was like, you know, I like Leo and pretty much everything he does. She's like, but Brad's really hit and miss. I'm like, yeah, I can see that, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like Brad Pitt at his best. Well, like, it's more of a, it's a role not unlike, I don't know, it's more of a fucking tough guy, which he's pretty good at.
Yeah.
You know. So, like, so more along the lines of Mickey from Snatch or Tyler Durden.
Tyler Durden?
Yeah.
Got it.
It is a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Sure.
So it becomes Quentin Tarantino at some point, but you'll like it because it's a slow burn.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's, fuck, dude. It was like two hours, 32 minutes, I think. It was long.
I like a lot of Quentin stuff. I don't like the one everybody else thinks is his best.
Reservoir Dogs?
It's terrible.
It's a good movie.
It's not.
It is.
It's barely a movie.
And it's a great movie.
It's
here's my thing. I was talking to Eileen about this. I'm kind of like, Quentin Tarantino. I like some of his movies.
Yeah.
I don't like all of his movies. I don't think there's people that either think he's fucking awful or think he's the greatest fucking director of all time. And
he's not either of those.
But also after finishing this movie, I want him nowhere near a Star Trek franchise. I don't care how bad J.J. Abrams fucked it up. Nowhere near it.
I'd be interested to see what he'd do with it. I don't want him to use
unless it was a movie strictly about Klingons.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck otherwise.
That would be perfect.
That would be it. That would be the only way. Klingons or Cardassians or one of the violent alien races.
I want to see a good Romulan movie. Romulans have never had their time to shine.
It wouldn't be a Tarantino movie if you did Romulans.
I don't know. I agree with that.
I know everybody thinks he's super cerebral, but I don't. And that's what you'd need for a Romulan movie.
All right, that's fair. Let's.
Romulans aren't really necessarily like violent, fucking gory guys. Sneaky fuck faces.
Who would do a good just like movie about Romulans? Just full of fucking espionage and backstabbing and fucking political manipulation. Oh, duh. Oliver Stone. Oliver Stone should do a fucking Romulans movie.
Holy shit. Let's figure this out.
Yeah.
Let's figure out who should make a movie for each fucking Star Trek alien race.
Okay.
Because we already got the one for humans.
Yeah. Who's the one for humans?
Well, I mean, it's like they've already made fucking movies in four series.
12.
Like, whatever.
12 movies?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, there is. I forgot. Counting the new ones.
13 movies.
That was 10 movies with the fucking Nemesis.
Yeah.
God damn.
So 13 movies.
Would you not want to see one about the fucking Ferengi? Just a Ferengi movie?
I don't think so.
I think you
would. Unless it's like early next gen Ferengi where they're hopping around and have the laser whips.
I like DS9 Ferengis.
Yeah. No, because fucking 2 hours of the Grand Negus. I love the Negus in very, very small bursts, but 2 hours of him. Is he even still alive, Wallace Shawn?
Yeah, I think so.
Just. Quark!
I mean, he was in the fucking Toy Story 4.
Also, if they made a Ferengi movie at this point, it would just be about, like, the Ferengi women's revolution that they set up at the end of that series, and it would just be about how girls can win everything, and then, like, the whole movie would just be Ferengi women subjugating men with their tiny lobes.
Their tiny lobes. God, Wallace Shawn is... 76.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. He's been around, man. Anyway, I just want to spin right into a story off of your movie that you saw.
Yeah.
So on the red carpet, did you see her this?
Mm-hmm.
Lena Dunham gets brave and plants a smooch on Brad Pitt.
You mean she raped him?
Yeah, she literally sexually assaulted him. But everybody in Hollywood was like, oh, you go, girl. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Horse shit.
Yeah.
They don't get to fucking complain ever.
The internet responded.
Good.
I'm sorry, but Lena Dunham just assaulted Brad Pitt, and I'm unamused about the lack of narrative here. In all seriousness, her hypersexuality is really concerning, and she's got a habit of literally sexually harassing people.
Fuck. What an awful monster.
If Brad Pitt did to Margot Robbie what Lena Dunham did to him on the red carpet, Dunham would write a 3,000-word essay about consent.
I gotta say, Margot Robbie, she reminds me a lot of Robin Wright when she was younger.
I don't know who Robin Wright is.
Jen A. from Forrest Gump.
I don't
Princess
see it.
Buttercup. Similar facial features. It's yeah.
I always think she always reminds me of Jamie Presley.
A little bit that. Doria thought that might have been who that is. I'm like, no, that's
yeah.
That's Harley Quinn from the stupid Suicide Squad movie.
Yes.
But I'm also just kind of like, she's too hot.
Just read an article about Lena Dunham having balls because she planted an unsolicited kiss on Brad Pitt. I'm going to say if she did have balls, the headline would read quite different, assuming the words #MeToo would be used. So, Lena Dunham continues to be Hollywood's greatest monster, continuing her reign of sexual assault and getting away with it.
That's fine.
She's the woman Harvey Weinstein, and nobody's doing anything about it, and it makes me sick.
Yeah.
And also, she just makes me sick.
And she molested her sister, so.
Right. Like I said, she has a history of fucking sexually assaulting people.
She's fucked in the head. Quit fucking inviting her to shit.
Yeah.
Don't ever allow her to do anything. Fuck Lena Dunham. Also, she's not funny.
No.
Not even in the least.
No.
Fucking awful.
She's funny looking.
No, I won't even give her that.
Fair.
She just makes me angry.
It's just been a while since we've brought up one of our villains, and I hate Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, perfect. She's in the news for being a horrible, horrible person again.
Did you see who was that? Fleer? Somebody posted in the Facebook group a quote from Ricky Gervais talking about how the fucking the left has gone crazy,
yeah.
Basically, because they jumped down his shit for saying something pretty innocuous.
Right, like they do.
But he's like, yeah, you fucking people are goddamn insane. And I was just like, oh, he's still a cunt.
Yeah, I saw. You know, the reference doesn't play anymore because the archive is gone, so nobody can find the episode Ricky Gervais is still a cunt online anywhere
anymore. Okay. It's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
We'll figure it out eventually. Right. I did get all the feeds working. Yeah. I resubmitted the one to the Google Play, and it just fucking worked.
Perfect.
Well, there's no reason it shouldn't have worked. I did the exact same fucking thing before. Twice.
Okay, Boomer.
It's fucking horse shit, dude. Yeah.
Good job.
I know. It is a good job. I need to see if I got any.
Good, because I did nothing. I went to the Weird Al concert, and then I've spent the last 3 days, like, barely leaving the house. Like, I painted some miniatures, and I watched a shit ton of Veronica Mars so I could catch up and watch season 4 of Veronica Mars. So they released recently a new season, like, 10 years...
Mm-hmm.
I think that show came out in like 2004 or 5.
Sure.
And then they're like, we're going to do another season in 2019. I'm like, okay, I'm in on that. So I've been watching, I just started season 4, which is exciting for me. I like that show a lot.
God, I really got fucking nothing. I did what we talked about in that movie. I recommend you go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It is set around the time of the fucking
Charles Manson murders.
Yeah. So there's a brief scene with a guy they keep calling Charlie.
Yeah.
It's very clearly meant to be him.
Sure. I mean, when I first heard about that movie, I thought it was way more about, what is her name, Sharon Tate?
Yeah.
Than it, I guess it is. I thought it was like about her and her murder, not just Hollywood at the time of the murders.
No, it's about her.
Okay.
And I mean, she's
So which one plays her, Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio?
What's her face? Jamie Presley.
Really?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie, okay.
Sharon Tate. And she's next door neighbors with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Got it.
And, you know, beginning of the movie, he's talking about how he's next door neighbors with Roman Polanski. And
oh, great.
He's like, I don't want to fucking move because what if I get a movie?
Yeah.
What if it puts me in a movie?
Sure.
Know? And the whole idea is Leonardo DiCaprio is an actor who he's in a really popular Western show. Called, I think it was Bounty Hunter or something, Bounty Law. And
based on real people or fictional?
Most of the people are real, except for Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio's characters.
Okay.
Pretty sure they're just fictitious. Yeah, it's a good fucking movie.
All right. Also, just to bring this all home, The best Quentin Tarantino movie is Jackie Brown.
Is Batman giving birth over there?
Which Batman?
The one in the middle, top shelf.
Yes, he is.
Or is he firing off a Duke?
He's falling, but he's tipped the wrong way, so it looks like that.
It's like knees are up towards his chest and spread apart, and it looks like he's giving birth. I'm taking a picture of this.
Yeah. Can you do it after we're done recording?
No, all right. Right now. Oh my god, and his head's back, so it's even fucking worse.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the other way, like, so it looks like he's dropping down off of something.
I think that maybe should be our album cover this week.
I mean, go for it. I got some other stories.
Okay.
In more celebrity news, Mario Lopez says it's dangerous for parents to support transgender kids. They're shitting on Mario Lopez.
The best part about that, so they've already made him apologize, and apparently he's like one of the nicest guys in Hollywood.
Yep.
Like there's nothing controversial about the fucking dude.
There's nothing controversial about what he said, but
there isn't. Because basically he suggested that maybe you shouldn't put your 3-year-old child on hormone fucking medicine.
I have the exact quote in here if you give me 1 second. Some fucking chick decided that their 3-year-old was trans. That's what sparked this. And he says, "I am trying to understand it myself." This is his quote. "And please don't lump me into that whole group. I'm kind of blown away too. Look, I'm never one to tell anyone how to parent their kids, obviously. And I think if you come from a place of love, you really can't go wrong. But at the same time, my God, if you're 3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl or whatever the case may be, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make this determination then. Well, okay, then you're going to be a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be. It's sort of alarming, and my gosh, I just think about the repercussions later on." So basically all he was saying is that maybe a 3-year-old shouldn't decide to be trans.
What?
Maybe a 3-year-old doesn't have that kind of cognitive reasoning yet. "I think parents need to allow their kids to be kids, but at the same time, you gotta be the adult in the situation. Pause with that, and I think the formative years is when you start having those discussions and really start making these declarations," he added. So basically, just like, maybe don't let them decide that at 3, maybe wait till they're a little older and actually know the decisions, the ramifications of the decisions they're making before doing it. And then he went on to say that maybe we shouldn't nail people to the cross for fucking, like...
Well, we should nail him to the cross for having an opinion about something.
Right.
Something that is definitely not a settled science.
Like, so he just got shit on all over for being transphobic and misogynist.
It's not being fucking transphobic.
Monger.
I fucking hate it. I hate it. I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
We had this discussion last night with Eileen. She was like, I don't get how they... Like, they don't understand the harder they push, the more they just make people go, no, maybe fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm to that point. Like, I didn't fucking vote for him in 2016 because I think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But
he's funny.
he can be funny.
Yeah.
But also, they're not going to give me any fucking options that are at all fucking reasonable.
What about creepy Uncle Joe Biden?
Creepy. He's got fucking dementia.
Yeah, so?
Like, literally. Also, so he's had the top of his fucking skull peeled back 3 times for brain surgeries.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's... So he's like a
Cenobite. If he gets the fucking nomination, Trump is going to fucking ruin him.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny, too.
I mean...
Because, I mean, how are they going to be like, whoa, Trump's a sexual predator. Well, yeah. You ain't got that card to play, do you?
Oh, maybe they're trying to fight fire with fire. Like, oh, you ran a creepy sexual predator? We'll fucking, we see it in rays.
We got a guy who does it in public, doesn't just talk about it to people. Yeah. He's
fucking right here, like on stage.
Oh, that's something that history's been changed on.
What?
So I saw some post the other day. It was talking about, like, listing all these things about, like, just people who do things like this and do things like that. Basically listing off things Trump's done that they see as bad.
Yeah.
And one of them was grabbed a woman by her private parts. Like, he's done all of this stuff in public.
Oh.
No, he didn't.
No. Also, he didn't
even about it in public.
No.
He talked about it in private to somebody who released a fucking
Also, he didn't recording. Even do it. He said women would let him do it.
That doesn't No, that doesn't matter.
It's not the same as
no,
doing it.
No, it doesn't. No. It's worse.
Colin, women would let me bang them 3 or 4 at a time.
You're a rapist.
I've had sex with 3 or 4 women at a time now.
Yeah, I know.
That's how that works.
I know.
Oh, I'm such a stud.
Also, the
my house is full of naked women now.
Also, the whole fucking the pretending that a rich guy couldn't do any of that.
Right.
Like, I mean, you understand there's fucking they don't call them gold diggers for no fucking reason.
Right.
There's millions of women out there who are just like, oh, yeah, I'll fucking give this up for. I mean, they give it up for way less money all the time. Why wouldn't they give it up to a millionaire, billionaire?
Like, I love that somehow fucking Stormy Daniels comes out as some kind of strong feminist icon for being a literal whore.
Right. Well, there's...
And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with whoring.
Well, that's a new thing, is the whole supporting whoring.
Like, I would fucking be... If I was a hot chick, I would be stripping 100% because those girls make money.
Or if you could make money as a dude doing that.
Right.
Right.
But, like... To pretend like she did anything special for banging Trump for money.
Right.
And then coming out and being like, yeah, I banged Trump for money. Pat me on the back. Well, like, why isn't she public enemy number one for banging Trump?
Because she was going to be the smoking gun, Trevor.
It's ridiculous.
She was the smoking gun. It just didn't work out. Well, now that it didn't work out, they're just going to fucking go ahead and abandon her.
Well, of course. Also, the fact that her attorney is, like, in prison for whatever he did now.
Oh, yeah. The guy who was trying to scam Nike in a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Whoa, sounds like a real upstanding fucking guy. Hey, hey, hey there, ho there.
Doing good. Colin, how come men can't make money for being fat schlubs who strip?
I mean, you can, but you're going to fucking be dancing for dudes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't...
You won't make as much money either.
That's the problem. I won't make like $3,000 a night.
Yeah, but you have all the power in the world.
Do I?
Yeah, you're a white male.
What power do I have? I can barely
all
fucking...
All of it, Trevor. You've had it for thousands of years now.
I mean... Do not answer it. Tell your dad...
It's just a text message.
He doesn't fucking need to know the dog's name.
So... what was the other thing? Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, my God. You're the worst at this.
I am. You're right. Okay. Somebody texted me.
So?
I had to look.
Turn your phone off.
I will not.
Right.
Professional. I'm calling.
It's not...
This is when I found...
No, but I don't answer it either. That's the difference.
I mean, it was my dad.
So?
It's my dad!
He'll still be there asking
Will
about
he?
His dog.
Will he, Trevor? He's old.
That's fair.
Yeah, thank you. Look, there's...
Then the problem sorted itself out.
there's one person that, you know... Well, two. My parents. They're the ones I'll drop stuff for. And I do it for Doria, so...
Would you?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, if she's calling me, she knows when I'm recording, so she usually doesn't bug me. So if she did call me,
it'd be pretty important.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
I want to talk a little bit about, so there's some presidential debates last week.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch them or hear about them because
I heard about them. So apparently, you remember how we talked about Tulsi Gabbard is suing Google.
Yeah. Yes.
For money because they, anyway, well, apparently now they're off. They're not blocking her advertisements anymore.
Oh, what a shock.
Because I've seen a bunch of them. And between that debate, there's a requirement for the third debates next month.
Yeah.
Is you need 130,000 unique donors. She was at like 105,000
yeah.
before the debates. Fucking zoomed right past it after that.
Good.
Because she had an interaction with Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Who is the phoniest, fakest bitch on earth.
Sure.
But she's a person of color.
Yeah. Well, so is Tulsi Gabbard.
That's different. Different color.
Oh.
Tulsi's not black.
Is she not?
No.
What is she?
She's fucking like Samoan. She's from Hawaii.
If we've learned anything from the Nation of Domination, The Rock is black. Therefore,
well, it's because his dad was actually black.
Samoans are black.
His mom was the fucking Samoan.
She's black.
Oh, anyway. So anyway, Tulsi Gabbard fucking basically brought up how Kamala Harris put a bunch of people in jail for fucking nonviolent drug offenses and
oh great
this that and the other thing
yeah
and like you're watching her talk and you can see Kamala Harris's face just like
yeah
seething
yeah.
with fucking rage and she comes back like I'm proud of the work I've done as attorney general or whatever
good for her
position she had
proud of putting a bunch of minorities in prison for fucking
and Tulsi was like
offenses.
Oh if you're proud of that then I don't think you should be the person running the country And the bitch was like, and then Kamala Harris was like, you people just come up here and I don't come up here and give big speeches. I actually went out and did the work. I was under fire. I'm like, ooh, that might not be the best thing to say to a combat veteran.
No.
but they didn't let her come back from that because she then fucking, they do this weird thing in debates where she very clearly wanted to get the fuck away from Tulsi Gabbard because yeah. she was getting fucking slammed by her.
So
and,
they let her?
And yep, in position.
Well, they have to because
She turned her focus towards Joe Biden and let him respond because he's fucking bumbling geriatric.
Yeah. Because those are the two. I don't know which one they're going to push, but those are the two they think are the ones. Like, Bernie's a joke.
Yeah.
And they know the other chick is a total fucking joke.
Warren.
The one who draws fucking, for some reason, she thinks a good idea is to draw villain eyebrows on her head when she goes on TV.
Who is that?
Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, does she do that?
Dude, go find a picture of her from the debates. I don't know if they're drawn on or if she just has villain eyebrows.
She probably just has villain eyebrows.
I mean, she has to pluck them at least, but they're like the fucking perfect, like a Disney villain, angled villain arches that go like fucking point straight down in between her eyes towards her nose and then arch up like she's fucking steaming. And I'm like, why is this your decision? Like, if
she's
trying
off, here's the thing I don't fucking get, Trevor. And then I'll like watch all my Facebook friends chatter about it. I don't really talk to any of them. I just read, I observe
sure.
and see what people say about it. And I'm like, really makes me wonder because people are still real high on Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And they're still real high on Elizabeth Warren. I'm like, for what?
Yeah, I don't get
what
that.
What of any substance of anything? So
I don't know enough about Kamala Harris to know anything about her.
Other than she's awful?
I literally know nothing about
her. I mean,
I know her name.
She was a district attorney for San Francisco.
Oh.
So she put people in jail for fucking basically whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but then also she lets all those homeless people shit on the streets. So she's not all bad. And they do heroin in everywhere. San Francisco?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why she's letting that happen, but okay.
I mean,
that's fine. I mean, I'm pretty sure she was probably, you know, a component of pushing. So basically, in San Francisco, if somebody, say, breaks into your car.
Yeah.
And the damages and theft is less than $1,000.
Yeah.
You can't even take it and report it to police.
Great.
Just have to deal with it.
Yeah, that sounds.
Deal with it, idiots.
I mean, what's $1,000? It's not even fucking. That's not even enough for a fucking studio. That's not even enough to rent literally a bunk bed in San Francisco.
Man, why don't more towns become liberal havens of fucking, like, utopias?
In case anybody thinks I'm joking, there was literally a fucking posting recently to rent what looked like military bunks for $1,200 a month.
Well, that's what I want to do, spend $1,200 for 4 feet of fucking space in a room with other people I don't fucking know.
Right.
Who probably have also had to dodge around human feces on the sidewalk outside in heroin needles.
Ugh. Why does anybody live there?
Because there's so much fucking money there.
Yeah, but most of the people aren't making any of that money, and they're paying $1,200 a month for a fucking dirty mattress.
They think they're going to make that money.
Weird.
It's the same reason people go to fucking Hollywood.
Like, I really don't understand, like, all the podcasts I listen to, like, fucking all the video game shit, like IGN and Giant Bomb, and...
They're all in fucking...
They're all in San Francisco, and, like, I get there's a lot of game developers there, but, like, you don't need to be there for that, like... Just move somewhere cheaper just outside of San Francisco.
Yeah, it really doesn't get that much cheaper, though. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. I think part of it is people are programmed to be like, well, I have to live the lifestyle.
It's so weird to me.
It is fucking weird. It's stupid.
Like,
that was one thing. My ex had this idea that someday she wanted to move to near San Francisco.
Why?
Well, because she was dumb. And I was like,
just the truck driver?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, you do understand that we would not be able to afford that.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, but you can move like 2 hours away.
Why?
Then what the fuck's the point?
Yeah.
Like, then you're not living in San Francisco.
Also, you could just save up money and it's a 2 hour plane flight and it's just the same thing, except for also your cost of living isn't $1 billion.
Right. I never did get that.
Yeah. If you want to move somewhere fucking, like, nice and coastal, like, anywhere in Texas would be better and cheaper. Florida.
No, Texas is becoming, like, Austin's becoming fucking San Francisco 2.0. Austin is,
but there's a lot of fucking places that are still pretty cheap down there. Yeah, but then you
live in fucking Texas.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I mean...
Open carry? Fuck yes.
For now.
Forever.
Maybe not tomorrow.
Right. Like, Texas is probably going to award these two kids, like, the fucking Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yikes.
They're Texas.
Yikes.
Am I wrong?
I mean, kind of.
They're Texas.
Maybe. I don't know.
They're like, this is like the OK Corral all over again. This is what Texas has always wanted.
Like, I can't imagine Texans hate Mexicans very much. Because it's like they got to be at least half Mexican down there.
Well, yeah, there's also that.
So,
I mean, wasn't Texas Mexico at one point? Isn't that like the whole Alamo thing?
We took it from them.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
But anyway,
back to the whole fucking debate thing. So, Kamala Harris, Kamala. I like Kamala better.
But what is it?
I don't fucking care.
I like Kamala because he's the ultimate fighting machine.
I like Kamala because it sounds like camel. Kamala.
All right.
Anyway, so after the debates, after she got fucking butt slammed by Tulsi Gabbard, she was talking to somebody. She's like, well, my poll numbers are really high and she's barely even registering. Was she at like 1%?
Ugh.
And just like fucking being real snooty and like, bitch, you're at like 3, so shut the fuck up. Like,
what an elitist fucking piece of
shit. She's fucking awful. Also, not a real black person.
Well,
she's not an American descendant of slavery.
Oh, so, well, neither was Obama.
I know. And look what he did for the black community. Not a goddamn thing.
He became their first president.
Did he though? I mean, that's the thing I don't fucking understand. It's like, why would you want to support somebody like you? Okay. You have a group of people who are really like, yeah, we really need representation in these groups. So let's pick a representative who has no real understanding of a group struggle. They just look like them.
You think because Obama's dad didn't grow up here that he didn't grow up with the same struggle as every other person with dark skin?
I mean, he grew up in a white family.
That doesn't matter.
With money. He got to go to schools. He got to travel abroad.
You don't think anybody at his school ever shoved him in the toilet and called him the N-word?
Has nobody ever done that to you? Because they've done it to me.
Well, yeah, but you're black.
And I'm fucking white.
Are you?
I mean, whatever. But I'm just saying.
You're Irish, so it's kind of...
Well, fair. But I mean, like, he didn't live that fucking life.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's no pretending that he, and neither did she. She comes from a family of fucking wealthy people whose family owned slaves.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. There are her great, is either her grandfather, I think is her great grandfather owned a plantation down in Jamaica.
Oh, shit.
That's where her family's from, is Jamaica.
Got it.
And I'm assuming her, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, she's a descendant of slave owners.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to come out.
I mean, it has, and they've deflected really hard on it.
Yeah, but
because there's a group of people, the ADOS movement of African,
the Adolf movement,
ADOS.
What is going on with you this week?
American Descendants of Slavery movement. And there's groups of black people are like, Barack Obama wasn't one of us.
I remember that.
Neither is she.
I remember that when he was running for president, they were complaining that he wasn't black enough.
And I mean, well,
which I always found a weird argument personally. Gatekeeping your race, I don't understand as much.
Like, it's less that. I mean, it's, I guess,
like,
I don't know.
When Hillbilly Jeb comes running down the street with his Confederate flag, he's not going to stop and ask you, "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, Mr. Barack Obama. Were you descended from West African slaves? If not, I'm not going to fuck with you
no,
today."
No, I understand that, but that's not... that's.
Let me check your credentials before I harass you.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm telling you, like, socioeconomic fucking backgrounds make a big difference.
I feel like this is
difference.
A weird, like, fucking... like, there was an episode of...
Now, had Barack Obama, you know, been born and grown up with...
there was a...
La Quinta as his mom...
Come on now. There's what? This episode
it's
of...
not...
There's the fucking... The hotel?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was... Yeah.
It's a hotel chain.
Yeah, I know.
The fucking...
Right behind Perkins.
There was an episode of Sinbad. I used to watch the Sinbad sitcom. Mm-hmm. And there was a whole episode about, like, fucking internal racism between the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, his daughter's dance teacher was, like, fucking racist against too dark of black people.
Yeah.
And, like, it was a whole fucking, like, hey, fuck that. We got enough problem dealing with the outside fucking races to fucking collapse in on ourselves. I just never understood it. Although.
No, I get the whole fucking, we want to be represented by somebody who understands us.
Yeah. Well, that's never going to happen because nobody who understands anything is ever going to have enough money to run for office.
Well, that's...
There's never been a representative who understands anybody.
Well,
because they've always been millionaires.
Look,
so that argument is even stupider.
Look. People got to pretend.
Do you think Trump understands our struggle?
Yeah.
Right.
Look, hey, he worked really hard after getting that $3 million loan from his dad.
Right.
That he... I don't think ever had to pay back.
I mean, I do guess we've all had to pay off a porn star to keep quiet about our love affair.
Yeah, right?
To save ourselves.
I can totally relate to this. And like the Bushes, totally relate to me.
Yeah.
This is the exact same.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm a political dynasty who owns baseball teams.
George G.W. Yeah, right. 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 We all know that the people who get elected as president are the fucking elites.
Yeah.
But.
So why should it be any different?
To wish for somebody who isn't an elite to fucking come in and do it.
Right, that's fair, but to pretend that, like, just
that's
because
the,
they
that's
are
the point,
an elite
though.
Means they are not, I don't know. I disagree with the idea that he's not black enough or that anybody who isn't whatever enough. It's a weird argument for me.
Eh, whatever.
I got one more stupid article.
Yeah.
My husband and I opened our marriage. Now I only want sex with the other man. You see that coming? Everybody else did. So this chick decided that after being married to her husband for a decade, she fell in love with somebody else. So her husband talked. And they decided it would be best to have an open marriage, which means she wanted to fuck other dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And she describes herself as the, I can't remember what it's called, but she basically dates both these guys and they only date her. But she's getting bored of sex with her husband and only wants to have sex with the new guy. You surprised yet by any of this?
Not really.
How long do you think a dude just sits around and like stops having sex with his wife and pretends like they're still married while she's banging another
dude? Why doesn't he just go bang other chicks?
Because he's an old fucking married dude with kids, which means nobody wants to fuck him.
Yeah, that's not true.
Because they're like, oh, you're married? Gross.
That's
gross. Get away, married.
That's ever stopped anybody.
It doesn't stop Trump because he's got $130,000 to pay porn stars. It
doesn't stop anybody, Trevor.
This guy's the kind of schlub who would just sit back and watch his wife fuck other dudes.
That's probably true.
So he's getting nowhere.
I mean, I guess that's true.
I love them both and feel so blessed to have them both as my partners. My trouble is eroticism, specifically that my erotic brain is totally focused on my boyfriend now. The same touch from them gets interpreted differently by my brain. From my boyfriend, it's erotic. From my husband, it's a non-erotic tickle.
Yeah.
This dude is like King Cuck.
Just don't be fucking married.
Yeah, that's the story here. Dude,
I don't...
If you're in this situation on either side, just break up.
Also, you probably should have figured that out long before you got married. That you can't fucking do the whole monogamy thing.
The problem... That's not what the problem is. The problem isn't that you can't do the whole monogamy thing. The problem is that the relationship ended and they didn't end the relationship.
Wow. All right.
The problem is the relationship ended, but she didn't want to fucking let go of having, you know, a free house. And he's still in love with her, I'm assuming.
Whoa. Are you saying... She can't support herself?
Not if she needs two dudes to do it. No.
Yeah.
Not if she needs the emotional and physical support of two men just to get through the day. I'm going to say no, she can't. This just in another long line of polyamory is a scam and you're all fucking suckers.
Yeah, there's a lot of people into it too.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean,
there's a lot of one member of a couple who are into it, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot of half of a relationship who's really into polyamory, I think.
I agree with that. I knew somebody like that, and I was like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Like, how often does your other half get out with other people? Yeah. Well, they don't like doing that. Uh-huh.
Right. I'm sure they love this relationship. I'm sure this arrangement doesn't just fucking rip them apart inside.
Right.
You fucking monsters.
Yeah, that is pretty shitty.
Isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, fuck. I do have one more. If you got time for one more.
What the fuck else am I doing?
I don't know. You got fucking phone calls coming in left and right, text messages. People need to know about their dogs' names. I don't know. What the fucking, you got a busy life over here.
Yesterday, my sister, I had an impromptu get-together for her birthday.
Yeah.
She turned 30. And now I have two siblings that are under 30.
Over 30? Oh, no, under. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else is... The two boys.
I think Kylie's all that's left for me.
Yeah.
I think Billy turned 30 this year. Yep, Billy turned 30 this year.
Anyway, went over to her and her fiancé's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... His mom's house. She's still living there. She's moving in, I don't know, whenever.
Okay.
Anyway, they have a sitting room with a big couch, a big fluffy chair, and a love seat that I instantly, like, got on and was moving around. Like, you know how cats try to find a place to lay down?
Yes.
I did that on it.
All right.
And then I laid down on it. And then I, like, would adjust and flip over, and people are like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, this fucking love seat is amazing.
That's funny. You know what? I will leave that next one in case I have nothing for next week because it'll hold.
It'll hold.
I'll just go straight to emails because we've got some emails.
Sweet.
At theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Are people excited that they now have the feedback?
Let's find out because our first email is from Fleer, who says, why they cast adults as teens? Oh, probably when I was talking about Veronica Mars and how she's like 30 in that original series. Hey, friendos, one of your missing episodes, because for anybody who doesn't know, like, Colin is a boomer.
I'm not a fucking boomer.
One of your missing episodes, Trevor was talking about Veronica Mars, and Colin asked why they cast a 24-year-old Kristen Bell to play a high school kid. Aside from the fact that they look young, Hollywood tends to do that so they don't have to deal with labor restrictions for children. If I recall correctly, minors are only allowed to be on set for 4 hours a day. That number may be incorrect. I'm too lazy to look it up. And shooting a production can take all day, so it's easier to have a young-looking adult play the role. That makes sense. Plus, also, you can do, like, fucking sexier scenes without it being creepy and fucking borderline. You can push the pedophile narrative without actually having to be a pedophile.
Yeah. Well, like, remember when, like, Saved by the Bell, I'm pretty sure A.C. Slater was, like, fucking 32.
Oh, it doesn't matter. He's a transphobe.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
This is also why the Olsen twins were used in Full House. Having a set of twins gives you two different actors to play with, so you
everybody can knows this.
That character on set for twice. Fleer
just
as long
wanted to see them naked
in a given day
when they turned 18.
Fleer,
remember all the countdown websites to them turning 18?
Yeah,
and I was always like, I don't get it. The Olsen, I think everybody was expecting that they just like make out and do each other,
right,
and videotape it,
which is kind of creepy.
Not kind of, incredibly.
It's pretty creepy.
Also, they like at no point did they ever look like grown adults. No. They always look like little fucking. They still look like little kids.
Yeah.
Like I don't. What do you? I don't get it. Stephanie Tanner, that was who you wanted to fucking turn 18.
I mean.
Because
I didn't at the time, but then once she turned 18,
right,
she suddenly had like fucking double D tits.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So hot. I mean, for a meth head.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I have to. So Eileen had a couple of notes. Apparently, when her and her husband were on their RV trip across America, they were listening to the podcast a lot.
Right.
And she had this little notebook she'd put notes in. And apparently at one of them, she put, she coined a term called McCarthy erupting.
Yeah.
And it was like the way my family interrupts people when they're talking.
Sure.
Okay. And the other thing is, she said she'd never admitted this to anybody, but when she was like 13, she had a crush, like a celebrity crush. And it was on Data from The Next Gen.
That makes total sense.
Because he was
sense.
Super logical and rational. <It's>
like, all right, that all tracks.
That's funny.
That is funny. All right, our last email is from, I don't know if I want to use his name on air, but it says new listener. I don't know. You tell me if he'd care if I read his name on air. He's your friend.
Say Josh.
All right. Josh writes in. He says, new listener. Has he never listened before?
Apparently not. I told him about it a long time ago.
With not being able to hit the archive, can you tell us about the origins of the Loud Neighbors? How did this dynamic duo come to be?
So, we used to hang out.
Yeah.
And we'd always have conversations that I and Trevor thought everybody else needed to be in on. Because we're both hilarious and charming.
Is this your interpretation of how it started?
Yeah. It is.
So years ago, our buddy Sean
happened.
Years ago, our buddy Sean used to do a podcast called The Nidus Network about StarCraft.
Beware the Nidus. That was the intro for last week's.
Yeah. And then me and Colin would be on it when we weren't feeling fucking like, what's that word?
Lethargic.
No. Yeah. More like social anxiety,
but
for recording a podcast.
Yes.
And that show was a lot of fun because Chuck was funny and drunk.
Oh my God. Chuck is fucking hysterical.
And Sean would get big guests. And so, like, it stopped abruptly.
Uh-huh.
Mostly because I think we all stopped playing StarCraft. So it was like, why are we still doing this?
Right. Like, I think you had one person watching tournaments. And
yeah.
Like, Chuck and Sean still kind of watch tournaments. And so, did you know that fucking... You probably knew that, but Sean did a bit for fucking Scott Johnson's StarCraft II podcast he had for a while.
I did not know that.
Huh. He did the tournament section.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how many episodes he did it for, but he did a few.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That show had fans. Like, we had fucking, like, regular writers in who weren't people we know. It was weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we stopped doing that, and, like, I've wanted to do something else ever since. And, like, my plan originally was to do something about video games or movies. And then, like, instead, Colin just kept bringing in political articles to talk about.
Well, because that's what we'd talk about anyway most of the time.
Yeah, but I hate it.
You don't, though.
I hate
it. It's funny.
I hate it. Doesn't mean I don't hate it. Something can be funny and I can hate it.
Oh, that's fair. But I don't play video games. And I don't really watch movies.
And I stopped playing video games as much as I used to.
Yeah.
And I just kind of watch the same things on TV over and
also,
over
there's a million fucking podcasts that talk about video games. Yeah, but it's kind are of more interesting than us. I mean, would we be anywhere near as interesting as Giant Bomb?
I was going to say, there's two that are more interesting than us, and they're both Giant Bomb.
Right.
I think we're way more interesting than Game Over Greggy at this point.
Well, is that fucking Greg Miller?
Yes.
Well, it's because he's a fucking giant vagina cuck.
That show really went to shit when they fucking ran Colin Moriarty out of town.
Yep.
Like, it got bad.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, Colin Moriarty was the show.
Yeah, he really
Greg
was.
Greg was the transvestite who co-hosted it.
Calm down there, AC Slater.
I mean, look at the guy. He's like, he looked like he wore lipstick all the time. It was weird.
He just has big, weird fucking worm lips.
Ugh. He made me uncomfortable. Every time I saw him, I'm like,
he just kind of looks wet all the time.
Yeah, he does. fuck, I need to put a picture of Greg Miller up on the fucking pod site.
Fun facts to close out my email. Bill Schwebler does appear to be a pederast. Can confirm.
Oh my god. So that's the guy who fucking comments on like all of Kavarius's posts.
Oh.
Who's always like fucking dirty orange Trump. And Kavarius was like, oh my god, dude, you're the literal fucking like you're the model of what I call a Hillary supporter.
Right. Number two, piss driblets are unavoidable. Boom.
Again, I figured out how to avoid them, apparently.
No, you didn't. You just lie to yourself. You just can't see your pants over your
gut. I never change my underwear.
Well, that's why. So your underwear are just purely piss driblets at this point.